Welcome to the Kitchen Party Kaylee. Celtic music from across the globe and across town. I'm Dave Baghdad, and I'm so glad you could join us. On tonight's program, we'll conclude our tribute to Gordon Lightfoot. Thanks for being here. Cade Mela Falcha, you're very welcome here for this 465th edition of the Kitchen Party Kaylee. I'm your host, Dave Baghdad, and we have a great show for you. Some things you may know, and a lot you probably don't. Last week, we had part one of our tribute to the great Gordon Lightfoot, who passed away recently at the age of 84. We heard from our buddy J.P. Cormier, a longtime Lightfoot admirer, who in fact did a whole Lightfoot tribute album back in 2005. Tonight, we'll have part two of our tribute and more great stuff from Lightfoot admirers on both sides of the Atlantic, and we'll hear new music from the Special Consensus, along with more, of course, from J.P. We'll start out with one of J.P.'s good friends, and ours, Dave Gunning, from Pictone, Nova Scotia. On last week's program, we avoided a lot of Lightfoot's hits, but we'll begin tonight with Dave's version of Carefree Highway, a huge hit for Lightfoot all the way back in 1974. This is from Gunning's live album, released in 2002. From there, we'll have our first ever visit from the very long-running group known as Woods Tea Company, right after Dave Gunning, on the Kitchen Party Kaylee.
Picking up the pieces of my sweet cheddar dream, I wonder how the old folks are tonight. Name's in, but I'll be damned if I recall her face. She left me not knowing what to do. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you. Carefree highway, you seem to my head down to my shoes. Carefree highway, let me slip away, slip away on you. Turning back the pages to the times I love best, if she'll ever do the same. Now the thing that I call living is just being satisfied with knowing that I got no one left to blame. Carefree highway, I gotta see you, my old flame. Carefree highway, you've seen better days. The morning after blues, with my head down to shoes. Carefree highway, let me slip away, slip away on you. Fragments of my dream shattered sleep, I wonder if the years are closed or mine. Well, I guess it must be wanderlust or trying to get free from the good old faithful feeling we once knew. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you. Carefree highway, you've seen better days. My head down to my shoes. Carefree highway, let me slip away, slip away on you. Let me slip away on you. Carefree highway, I gotta see you in my own flame. Carefree highway, you seem better days. The morning after blues, my head down to my shoes. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you.
the prairie lights are burning bright. The Chinook wind is moving in, and tomorrow night I'll be Alberta bound. Though I've done the best I could, my old luck ain't been so good, and tomorrow night I'll be Alberta bound. No one I left could ever get the Rocky Mountain sunset. It's a pleasure just to be Alberta bound. I long to see my next of kin, to know what kind of shape they're in, and tomorrow night I'll be Alberta bound.
Alberta bound, Alberta bound, it's good to be Alberta bound. Alberta bound, Alberta bound, it's good to be Alberta bound.
Now the skyline of Toronto is something you'll get on to, but they say you've got to live there. And if you've got the money, you can get yourself a honey, written guarantee to make you smile. But it's snowing in the city, and the streets are brown and pretty, and I know there's pretty girls all over town. But they never seem to find me like the one I left behind me. It's the reason that I'll be Alberta bound.
Alberta bound, Alberta bound, it's good to be Alberta bound. Alberta bound, Alberta bound, it's good to be Alberta bound.
Michael!
It's good to be Alberta bound. Alberta bound, Alberta bound, it's good to be Alberta bound.
Yeah, the skyline of Toronto is something you'll get on to, but they say you've got to live there for a while. And if you've got the money, you can get yourself a honey, written guarantee to make you smile. But it's snowing in the city, and the streets are brown and pretty, and I know there's pretty girls all over town. But they never seem to find me like the one I left behind me. There's a reason that I'll be Alberta bound.
Alberta bound, Alberta bound, it's good to be Alberta bound. Alberta bound, Alberta bound, it's good to be Alberta bound.
One more.
Alberta bound, Alberta bound, it's good to be Alberta bound. Alberta bound, Alberta bound,
Alberta bound,
it's good to be Alberta bound.
Yeah,
it's good to be Alberta bound.
Thank you.
That was Woods Tea Company from Burlington, Vermont, who've been performing their mix of Celtic tunes, folk songs, and shanties since 1981. We went to their 1999 album, The Woods Tea Company Live, which featured Howard Wooden on guitar, Rusty Jacobs on guitar and whistle, and multi-instrumentalists Mike Lusson and Tom McKenzie. We heard their lively version of Alberta Bound, written by Gordon Lightfoot and originally appearing on his 1972 album, Don Quixote. We preceded that with our friend Dave Gunning and his version of Lightfoot's hit Carefree Highway, which appears on Dave's 2002 live album. We'll keep it going with the Johnstons from Slane, County Meath, formed around three Johnston siblings, Adrian, Lucy, and Michael. When an opportunity came to move to London, Lucy and Michael dropped out, and Adrian continued under the family name, joined by two brilliant players and singers, Mick Maloney and Paul Brady. They recorded Lightfoot's Bitter Green as the title track of their 1970 album, and that's what we'll hear. From there, we'll have a rare performance by J.P. Cormier on the nylon string guitar, which I'll be back to tell you about after we hear from the Johnstons on The Kitchen Party Kaylee.
Upon the bitter green she walked, the hills above the town echoed to her footsteps, a soft designer down. waiting for her master to kiss away her tears. Waiting through the years, bitter green, they called her walking in the sun, loving everyone that she met. Bitter green, they called her waiting in the sun, waiting for someone to take her home. Some say he was a sailor who died away at sea. Some say he was a prisoner who never was set free. Lost upon the ocean, he died there in the mist, dreaming of a kiss. Bitter green, they called her walking in the sun, loving everyone that she met. Bitter green, they called her waiting in the sun, waiting for someone to take her home. But now the bitter green is gone, the hills have turned to rust. There comes a weary stranger, his tears fall in the dust. Kneeling in the churchyard, in the autumn mist, dreaming of a kiss. Bitter green, the cold air, walking in the sun, loving everyone that she met. Bitter green, the cold air, waiting in the sun, waiting for someone to take her home. Bitter green.
Seeped into his shoes and the drizzle turned to snow. His eyes were red, his hopes were dead, and the wine was running low. And the old man came home from the forest. Oh, his tears fell on the sidewalk as he stumbled in the street. A dozen faces stopped to stare, but no one stopped to speak. For his castle was a hallway, and the bottle was his friend. And the old man stumbled in from the forest. Up a dark and dingy staircase, the old man made his way. A ragged coat around him as upon his cot he lay. And he wondered how it happened that he ended up this way. Lost like a fool in the forest. And as he lay there sleeping, a vision did appear. Upon his mantle shining, the face of one so dear, who loved him in the springtime of a long forgotten year, when the wildflowers did bloom in the forest. touched his grizzled fingers and she called him by his name. And then he heard the joyful sound of children at their games in a farmhouse on a hillside in some forgotten town where the river runs down. From the forest with a mighty roar the big jets soar above the canyon streets and the con men con, but life goes on for the city never sleeps. To an old forgotten soldier the dawn will come no more. For the old man has come home from the forest.
A couple of fine tracks there as we continue our tribute to the late Gordon Lightfoot. We started that block with the Johnstons, the Irish band that actually only had one Johnston, singer Adrienne, joined by the estimable Mick Maloney and Paul Brady. We heard the title track of their 1970 album, Bitter Green, a song originally appearing on Lightfoot's 1968 album, Back Here on Earth. There are also great bluegrass versions of that song from Tony Rice and, of course, from J.P. Cormier, from whom we also heard in that block. That was J.P. on nylon string guitar on a lovely version of Home from the Forest, which originally appeared on Lightfoot's 1967 record, The Way I Feel. This is one of 18 Lightfoot covers J.P. included on his 2005 album, The Long River, a personal tribute to Gordon Lightfoot. I spoke with J.P. recently about Lightfoot and The Long River, and here's what he had to say.
The album, I think, came out in 2005? Right. So I started the album in 1995. So it was 10 years exactly. And I've owned a studio since 94, and I love recording. I just always loved recording. I don't love it as much now as I used to. But in those days, I was just ate up with recording. The possibilities of what could be done with overdubbing and how many had a studio filled with every kind of stringed instrument from upright bass to bouzouki to tenor banjos, big drums, wind instruments. The room was just filled with stuff, and I would sit in there for days and days and days and just create music. And what I created were covers of my favorite songs because my musical taste is so broad. I did everything from Beatles to Bach to the Police to whatever. But the vast majority of what I was recording was Lightfoot songs. And in 2004, I think it was, a couple of years after I met Lightfoot and was talking to Barry Harvey about taking me on as a client, and he was very serious about it. He was like, yeah, I absolutely could manage you. It would be no problem. And Gordon had given the green light. He was like, yeah, you can take him on. Because he didn't allow anybody to work with anybody. Like, he was so busy that he couldn't split his time, right? But Lightfoot was, yeah, help him out if you can, do it. So I was talking to Barry, and I happened to mention to him one day that I had 10 or 15 Lightfoot covers recorded, and they were pretty good, and I liked them. I was happy with them. And he said, are you kidding me? I said, yeah, no. I said, I've been recording his music for a decade. I just do it for fun to test my abilities because it's so challenging. You know, it's, if you can record a Lightfoot song and make it sound realistic, you're doing something, right? Because it's not easy. There's so many nuances to his music. It's mind-blowing. And he said, send it to me. I want to hear it. So I put it on a disc and I mailed it up to Toronto and called me back the very next day. He got it the day later. He called me. He said, you have to finish this. And he said, do you think you can do three or four more? I said, well, yeah, of course I could. I said, but, you know, Gordy's not going to let me release this. He doesn't let anybody release tributes to him at all, right? Which he hadn't. He had never issued more than one license at a time to a single artist for one project. That was the history at the time. But I said, well, I'll finish it and see what happens. So I did it. I ended up doing 18 Lightfoot songs and one that I wrote for Lightfoot called The Poet. Sent the entire project up to Barry, and he said, you have to release this. I said, well, I don't know how I'm going to do it because I don't think Gordy's going to let it go by. And Barry said, you know what? Don't worry about it. I'll handle it. Press it and put it out. I actually was sent that off to press without licenses. It wasn't 2 or 3 weeks later I got an envelope filled with CMRA licenses. All 18 songs licensed for one project. And I was the first artist ever in history to ever get that done. Blew me away. It was expensive as hell. I was paying him for a run of 1,000 CDs. I had to pay him $1,800 up front in mechanical royalties. There was years went by when I'd see Gordy and ask him how his new flat screen TV was doing. He'd look at me and say, what TV? I said, the one I bought you with all that royalty that I'm paying you. And he'd laugh, you know. That's how it happened. It was actually one of the best-selling records ever made. I don't even have any anymore. I'm very seriously considering now repressing it, and I also have to keep my promise to Lightfoot that I made with him right before he died, that I would do Volume 2. And I was actually on the phone with his office just a few weeks ago talking to Ann about getting in touch with him to speak about the material, because he had said to me 2 or 3 years ago, we had met in Toronto at U's Room and spent a whole evening together. He asked me, he said, you're going to do this, you're going to do Volume 2, right? And so then I thought, well, yeah, if you want me to. And he goes, well, there's lots of material left, you know, there's lots of material. I said, yeah, I guess there is. And I said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. If you help me pick it out, I'll do it. He said, no problem. Let me know when you're going to start. And that was the last we talked about it, and I promised him I'd do it. So I'm going to have to. I don't know when it'll be out. It might be next year. I don't know, but I'm going to get it done for him. I don't care if anybody even hears it. I want to just do it for him.
J.P. Cormier there discussing his 2005 album, The Long River, which is, I believe, still the only single artist recording of new Gordon Lightfoot covers out there. And I think we just made some news in that J.P. just told us there will be a Volume 2 of his Lightfoot tribute. Can't wait for that. For now, let's hear the title track of J.P.'s album, On the Kitchen Party Kaylee.
Where the long river flows, it flows by my window. Where the tall timber grows, it grows round my door. Where the mountain meets the sky and the white clouds fly, where the long river flows by my window. There's a tiny bird that calls, and it calls round the window. There's a lonely tear that falls, and it falls round the door. But when the sun is high, there's no time to cry, where the long river flows by my window.
That, of course, was J.P. Cormier with the title track from his 2005 album, The Long River, a personal tribute to Gordon Lightfoot. This song goes all the way back to Lightfoot's 1966 debut, simply called Lightfoot. During our chat, J.P. also mentioned that in addition to the 18 Lightfoot covers he recorded for The Long River, he also wrote a tribute song called The Poet, which will close out our show this week. Let's get back to my chat with J.P. and his thoughts about Lightfoot and his legacy.
I've seen quite a few things on social media over the last few days that boggled my mind. A lot of people on there going, I can't believe I didn't know who this guy was. That freaked me out. That really freaked me out and kind of hurt my feelings. But it's not their fault. I mean, there's a lot of music out there and people go down their own pathways based upon their environment and what they listen to and what their friends listen to. And the music business is so screwed up now that anyone like Lightfoot gets lost sometimes in the shuffle because it's what Lightfoot did is not actually what sells music today, which is sad, right? Because Lightfoot was the best of the best. If people want to remember him and discover him or know him well and remember him, if you know him well, there's only one way to remember is that he was the best songwriter that ever lived. And if you don't know him and discover him, you'll probably come to the same conclusion after it takes you, you know, the 10 years it's going to take you to discover everything he did and live with it for a while. Because everything, it doesn't matter what you listen to of his, it gets under your skin and it becomes part of your mental vocabulary. When you're in deep thought, when you're imagining, remembering, inventing, something about what he said in a song will inevitably pop up in your head and you'll make a connection from what he said inside your own life. And that's the sign and the signal of a writer that's beyond influential. It's the things that he did were supernatural almost. I always boil it down to one thing, and one of the reasons I put it on the album, the song called Talking in Your Sleep. That song only has one verse and one chorus. That's it. But it paints a picture that can last for days in your mind. But it only has two stanzas. Like, how is that possible? I'm getting goosebumps right now just talking about this. It paints a picture with two stanzas that can transport you to any time in your life where a relationship went wrong. It doesn't even matter if the situation was the same. It's so vivid and so heart-wrenching, but it's only two stanzas. That doesn't seem to be possible in my mind, because there's no way I could tell a story in two stanzas. And I've been writing for 40 years. There's no way. But he did it. That's where the genius lies. He just didn't need as much ink as the rest of us to get the job done.
I heard you talking in your sleep. Is there anything that I can do? I don't believe we've had a word all day about anything at all. I heard you talking in the night. That's right, yes, I heard you call. Though I could hardly hear the name you spoke, it's a name I don't recall. I heard you softly whisper, and I reached out to hold you near me. Then from your lips there came that secret that I was not supposed to know. I heard you talking in your sleep. Is there anything that I can say? Don't believe we've had a word all day about anything at all. Softly whisper, and I reached out to hold you near me. Then from your lips there came that secret I was not supposed to know. I heard you talking in your sleep. Is there anything that I can do? I don't believe we've had a word all day about anything at all. I heard you talking in the night. That's right, yes, I heard you call. Though I could barely hear the name you spoke, it's a name I don't recall.
That was Talking in Your Sleep, written and originally recorded by Gordon Lightfoot on his 1971 album, Summer Side of Life. The version we just heard, of course, comes to us from J.P. Cormier and his 2005 album, The Long River, a personal tribute to Gordon Lightfoot. And as I mentioned, we'll hear again from J.P. at the conclusion of our show tonight. For now, we'll have a lively take on Lightfoot from the Irish Rovers, the combo formed not in Ireland, but in Toronto by a bunch of Irish émigrés in 1966. They're still at it today, a remarkable run for sure. In 1968, Gordon Lightfoot released his third album, Did She Mention My Name, the title track of which became a popular cover for various American bluegrass bands and also the Irish Rovers, who released it as the B-side of a single in 1969. We'll follow that with an actual By God bluegrass band, the Special Consensus, with a track from their brand new album, right after the Irish Rovers, on the Kitchen Party Cayley.
It's so nice to meet an old friend and pass the time of day and talk about the hometown a million miles away. Is the ice still in the river? Are the old folks still the same? And by the way, did she mention my name? Did she mention my name just in passing? And looking at the rain, do you remember if she dropped a name or two? Is the home team still on fire? Do they still win all the games? And by the way, did she mention my name? Is the landlord still a loser? Do his sounds hang in the hall? Are the young girls still as pretty in the city in the fall? Does the laughter on their faces still put the sun to shame? And by the way, did she mention my name? Did she mention my name just in passing? And when the talk ran high, did the look in her eyes seem far away? Is the old roof still leaking when the late snow turns to rain? And by the way, did she mention my name? Did she mention my name just in passing? And looking up the rain, do you remember if she dropped a name or two? Won't you say hello from someone? There'll be no need to explain. And by the way, did she mention my name? And by the way, did she mention my name? And by the way, did she mention my name?
Shone by supper time in the dusty afternoon. And I need to be there when the autumn wind goes singing through the trestle we would climb like brave mountaineers. We never were much much bothered by time. Born in the country, and I like that country song. We played for just a nickel every time we got to town, and I bought you a dime diamond ring. In the hayloft we would play, we were princesses and kings, and I need to be there. And the shadows cross my mind like brave mountaineers. We never were much bothered by time. And the card games they would play while the young ones slept overhead. Beneath the quilts that mother made when all the prayers were said. And I need to be there when the autumn wind goes singing through the trestle we would climb like brave mountaineers. We never were much bothered by time.
We broke format a bit there in order to play that track, this week's New to You offering. That was The Special Consensus, the Chicago-based bluegrass band that's been at it for nearly 50 years, headed all that time by banjoist Greg Cahill. They just put out a brand new record, Great Blue North, which features 10 tracks all originating from Canadian writers. And we heard Brave Mountaineers, originally released by Lightfoot on his 1972 record, Don Quixote. Along with Greg, we heard Greg Blake on guitar, Michael Pruitt on mandolin, and Dan Eubanks on bass. The Special C Boys also tackle Alberta Bound, which we heard earlier this show from Woods Tea Company. Before the Special C, we had Did She Mention My Name from the Irish Rovers, released as a single in 1969. We'll go to the super obscure in our next block, beginning with Folk Studio A, the folk revival combo from Italy. From their 1998 album, Folk and Noble Jig Live, we'll hear Ghosts of Cape Horn. This song originally appeared on Lightfoot's 1980 album, Dream Street Rose. From there, we'll get even more obscure with our closet classic, which I'll be back to tell you about after Ghosts of Cape Horn from Folk Studio A on The Kitchen Party Kaylee.
Tell the tale. Come on, you will see dogs from the moon. So Fenton and Vincent can say you were caught by the chains of the sailor last night. You were summoned to be, and you read all your letters, gray anchors away. Then you took them to the boat.
A pair of mighty obscure tracks there. That was Breege Kelly, the accordion player from Donegal, on a very rare record from 1977 called Little Country Town in Ireland. The record is credited to the Breege Kelly sound, and it features Breege along with vocalist Martin Crawford, who we heard on their version of Gordon Lightfoot's Cotton Jenny. Lightfoot recorded the song 6 years earlier on his Summer Side of Life album, and it was also a big hit for Anne Murray. Breege and Martin's version is this week's Closet Classic. We preceded that with Folk Studio A, the Italian combo, and their version of Ghosts of Cape Horn from their 1998 CD, Folk and Noble Jig Live. We're nearing the end of our two-part Gordon Lightfoot tribute, and you must have known that at some point we'd get to The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Released as part of Lightfoot's Summertime Dreams album in 1976, the song became an unlikely single and an even more unlikely hit, reaching number one in Canada and number two in the U.S. The version we'll hear comes from the Squid Jiggers, the main bass duo of Dave Rowe and Troy R. Bennett, and released as part of their 2015 album, Live in Maine. So here we go with that, on The Kitchen Party, Kaylee.
Legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitchagumi. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms as she left fully loaded for Cleveland. And as the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. But that good shipping crew was a bone to be chewed when the witch of November came early. Tattletale sound as the waves broke over the railing. Supper time came, the old cook came on deck, saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed ya." At 7 p.m., the main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know ya." And the captain wired in, he had water coming in. And the good ship and crew was in peril. And later that night, when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Now does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they put 15 more miles behind her. She might have split up, and she might have capsized, and she may have broke deep and took water. All that remains, the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. In a musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The
church bell chimed that it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. Now Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansions. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. Farther below Lake Ontario, it takes in what Lake Erie can send her. And where the iron boats go and the mariners all know what the witch of November remembers.
That, of course, was Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, written by Gordon Lightfoot and performed for us there by the Squid Jiggers, a duo featuring Dave Rowe and Troy Bennett. This is from their 2015 album, Live in Maine. And this brings our Lightfoot tribute to a close. I hope you've gotten as much from it as I have. We're getting near the end of our show for today. I hope you've enjoyed our time together, and I look forward to having you join us again next week. Reach us by email at kitchenpartykaylee. That's all one word, and Kaylee is CEILIDH @gmail.com, by Twitter @KPC_radio, or through our Facebook page. You can find podcasts and playlists from all our shows at iTunes, Google Music, TuneIn, SoundCloud, Amazon Prime Music, Audible, and at KPC-radio.com. For our final track this week, we'll hear J.P. Cormier and The Poet. Until next time, I am your host, Dave Bagdad, and I thank you for listening. We'll see you here again next Sunday at 10 p.m. Slán ogat.
I remember the lonely poet that slipped in through my door. His shadow leaned hungry, lying on my parlor floor. The world lay in shades of gray upon his pencil tip, and I rushed to catch the truth that was falling from his lips. Well, I don't know how he got there. When he came alone, stealing through the dusty cracks of my brother's gramophone. Sailing through the bitter green on rails made of steel, he made a young boy's dreams of flying seem that they were real. And he spoke to me in pictures I clearly understood. I'd have to face my story, be it bad or good. And though I never wore his clothes, I tried to fill his shoes, 'cause he made me wanna be a poet too. Well, he spoke of love and soldiers and the reasons why we lose. The things that bring us happiness are things that we must choose. He left the answers lying in the early morning rain, and the likes of that young stranger will not be seen again. 'Cause he spoke to me in pictures I clearly understood. I'd have to face my story, be it bad or good. And though I never wore his clothes, I've tried to fill his shoes, 'cause he made me wanna be a poet too. Now I'm a lonely poet, just like he was before. My shadow's lean and hungry, lying on the parlor floor. And I wonder if he knows the seed his wisdom left behind, growing like a flower in the shadows of my mind. 'Cause he spoke to me in pictures I clearly understood. I'd have to face my story, be it bad or good. And though I never wore his clothes, I've tried to fill his shoes. 'Cause he made me want to be a poet too. And I may never wear his clothes, but I'll try to fill his shoes. 'Cause he made me want to be a poet too. He made me want to be a poet too.
You've been listening to the Kitchen Party Kaylee on WICR 88.7 FM. We hope that you'll join us again next Sunday at 10 p.m. The Kitchen Party Kaylee is written, produced, and hosted by Dave Bagdad and was recorded at EMAS Studios in Indianapolis. The Kitchen Party Kaylee is a Fortnite production. Thanks for listening.